And welcome back to Speak Up Las Cruces. For our last 15 minutes here, we're going to turn our attention to the fine arts. We're joined by Paul Maxwell and Zoe, and they will be discussing the Picacho Hills Art Show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. We're delighted to be here today and very pleased to be able to tell you a little something about a show that's coming up this weekend. It involves the artists of Picacho Hills. Our art group has been established for about 20 years now. We're a 501c3 nonprofit as well. And so we're, you know, this is probably, I've been with the group about 8 years, and this is, I think they've been doing shows in the spring and art shows in the fall, and so for several years. This year we've expanded our reach a bit. Not only do we have artists of Picacho Hills participating, but we've also invited some outside artists from around our community here in Las Cruces, but as well as El Paso and Rio Doso. And so we've got something on the order of 20 artists total from the professional art community. And then as a special edition, we've invited students from New Mexico State University and Doña Ana Community College to also participate. It's part of our mission as a nonprofit to help develop art, and so that's part of what we're doing.
And so I'm guessing that's where you fit in, is that right?
Yes, yeah. Well, I'm Zoe, and thank you, Paul. Thank you to Paul and Larry for letting us participate in this festival. All of my club members are super excited. I'm the president of the NMSU Clay Club, and Larry reached out to us asking if we'd like to participate in the show. And we got the ceramics club and also the small metals and jewelry club here getting ready this weekend. So we're all really excited to participate.
Nice. And what kind of show is it? Like, what's, is there a theme, and how did the artists get to be a part of it?
Well, all of our artists are juried artists. So they're people that have shown their works elsewhere, mm-hmm. and they have been judged by their peers as being exceptionally good artists. But, you know, we are local artists, and so I'll say this. Las Cruces has an exceptionally talented pool of artists in our community. I'm just blown away by the fantastic community we have. So we have a representation of that group, some of them from Picacho Hills, and I say also juried artists from El Paso and artists I know up in Rio Doso who participated with me. The show itself is going to take place on Saturday at the Doña Ana Community College campus off Sonoma Ranch Road. It's at 2800 Sonoma Ranch Road. It's the Student Resource Center. I think it's also referred to as the East Branch of New Mexico mm-hmm. State University. They're collaborating.
East Mesa. Yeah.
And we're in the Student Resource Center there. So we've got some lovely space, beautiful lighting. And then we've got artists that do jewelry. We've got painters like myself. We've got ceramicists. We've got people who do pottery. We have one of our guest artists is David Branch. He lives in El Paso, but shows in Rio Doso and El Paso. He does woodworking and kaleidoscopes. Now, this is very unusual from in my experience. He's the first person I've worked with who's done it. The kaleidoscopes are beautiful. They're gorgeous, and they are collected worldwide. His particular pieces are sought after by aficionados of.
Yeah, what a unique niche to try to, yeah.
He has studied the art.
Yeah.
There's a special, he makes special viewers. The pieces themselves are works of art, of course, but the viewing and the things that he's done to present. So that's just worth going to see his work alone, just as a opportunity to see that type of art. And then he's got other carvings and work pieces that he does that he may actually be doing some work there at the show. Some of our artists are going to be actually painting or doing some work as people come by.
Interesting, yeah. Tell us a little bit about the group, the Picacho Hills Artist Group, and how did you all come together, and how do you support each other?
Well, I've been a member since I moved to Las Cruces from El Paso back in 2017. I joined the group. It's a community of artists up in Picacho Hills. We've have anywhere from 20 to 30 members over the years. They were established about 25 years ago. We became a 501c3 officially last year when we decided that we needed to become more official from the point of view of the government of New Mexico. So we took that step. Our mission has been to promote art in general amongst our members as well as in the community. And over that period of time that they've been in existence, they've done the art in the garden show in the spring, which is we get 500-600 people from around Las Cruces who come and visit gardens in Picacho Hills and see some wonderful pieces of art and meet the artist and so forth. And then we do a fall show, and it was called Holiday House, H-O-L-L-Y. And we decided to try to change our focus a bit and broaden it so that we could be more inclusive in terms of both students and outside artists this year. So we've invited, some very talented outside artists. Another artist I would mention from El Paso is Rhonda Dore. She's an excellent artist. She's a watercolorist, a master watercolorist, I would say, does contemporary paintings. Some of them can be quite large, anywhere from 3x4, 3x5 pieces of contemporary art. She has quite a following in El Paso, and I happen to know her from other shows I've done, and so I invited her, and she's going to come with some of her large pieces, but they'll have smaller pieces that'll be appropriate as gifts. And one of the things about our show is we offer things of all different levels and sizes. And so some of these things can be wonderful gifts for the holidays. Some of these things are just something you could see on your wall, or on your table, depending on the ceramic pieces. So, so we're really looking forward to having a good turnout. We've tried to promote this as something for the community. I think the community will love this show.
And Zoe, for yourself, can you talk a little bit about how did you get involved in art? And is this something that you see as your profession or where do you want to go with it?
Yeah, so I'm currently studying my BFA in studio art at NMSU. I'm in my last year, and I always had a dream of being an interior designer. I really like branding and marketing. I'm doing a minor in professional selling, and I think one day my dream is kind of to mix interior design and hospitality and that kind of thing. Okay. But that's kind of where I'm going with that. And while I was at NMSU, or while I'm still there, I'm studying, I really took a liking to ceramics and sculpture, getting my hands on bigger things, I guess. Yes. I'm not a very 2D artist. But yeah, I started getting really involved. And this semester, I'm able to lead the clay club. And it's a learning experience.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have really good professors over there and very knowledgeable people that have helped me get to this spot, and really good mentorship from them. So yeah, and like I said, we have a bunch of students all levels, and some who are really pursuing careers in art as well. We have some of the members who are going to be participating this weekend, they've had their own shows, exhibitions around town. So I'm really excited to have them be showing work as well. And
And you had said there's already 20 something artists, right? Are there any pieces that you want to highlight, or student pieces also maybe?
Oh, I can talk about my stuff if you like.
Okay. But,
no.
Yeah.
No, I'm only kidding. No, as I said, we've got such talented artists, and the people that are both coming from the outside. I think I'm excited about the idea that we have the students participating. Mm-hmm. One thing, I used to be an educator, I used to be an academics, and then I got involved in the government and other things. But the one thing I learned when I was teaching and working with students back in the day, and even when I came back to El Paso and worked at the university as an administrator, I taught a freshman class. Students, the young people, bring such energy to any event, any activity you do. And so I'm so looking forward to having the artists, the student artists, participate along with us. Old fogies have been kind of hanging around and hanging our art wherever we could. But I think we're going to learn from each other, and I'm hoping to feed off their wonderful energy to help us really inspire in this show that we're doing. I think it's going to be very exciting for both the artists, and I think it's going to be really exciting for the general public, who it's open to the public. There's no fee, anything like that. It'd be a great way to see some great art and a great way to meet some wonderful new artists in the world, as well as some of us other guys that are hanging out there.
And just one last time, remind people where it's going to be and what time
it's going to be held at the Student Resource Center of the Doña Ana Community College up off Sonoma Ranch Road. It's 2800 Sonoma Ranch on the east side of Las Cruces. And there's plenty of parking. It's easy to get to, and it's a lovely site. It's a great place to come just to visit the campus. I mean, it's a brand new campus, I understand. It was very lovely.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for coming on and letting us know and letting our listeners know about this event coming up.